Luke chapter number 16. Now listen, tonight, you know, you went ahead and came tonight despite the snowflakes and the cold and the wind chill and all that stuff. So you know what? We're here. We might as well just let the Lord have his way. Huh? We might as well just go ahead and make it worth our coming. You know what I'm saying? And let the Lord help us. That's what it's come. I was praying before service, and I said, God, you know the folks that are coming out in spite of everything, the elements, and Lord, just bless them. And I believe God wants to touch us tonight, do something in our life special all around the altars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to do a work. I was praying. I think it must have been in May. We were preaching revival, and I was in service. Actually praying before service, and I was in the back room with the pastor, and we were praying and asking the Lord to move in the service. And have you know, we are the bride of Christ. You and I, we've been born again. We are the bride of Christ, as the Bible tells us. And so I was praying along that lines. I said, oh God, this is your church, Lord, it's your people. I said, Lord, this is your bride. And boy, I tell you what, I just got stirring my heart. I said, Lord, would you touch your bride tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Can I tell you this? How many of you know no one had to twist my arm to get me to spend time with my wife, huh? No one had to twist my arm to get me to spend time with my bride. I mean, I just, whoo, hallelujah. You know what? Tonight, I believe God wants to spend time with his bride. Hallelujah. I believe he's come for that. And let's just let the Lord have his way. Luke chapter 16 tonight. And I want to look at one verse of Scripture tonight. Verse number 16, Luke chapter 16 and verse number 16, Jesus is speaking. And he said, the law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And I want to preach a little while tonight simply on this thought of pressing in. Pressing in. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for love and mercy, goodness. Thank you for the opportunity to give us coming together to the house of God. Father, we stand in dire need one more time of the Holy Ghost anointing. Ask you, Lord, to set my soul ablaze and aflame through the priest, thy word alone. God, anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive of your word. And God, do a great work around these altars. We press into these altars, God, tonight. Touch your people, touch your church, touch your bride. God, we give you the praise and the glory and the power and the honor. And even right now, touch this young man, oh God. Open his spiritual understanding in his eyes to see the greatness of this wonderful Jesus that we serve. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus, one of the name. And everybody said, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach a little while this evening simply on this thought of pressing in. Now the Bible said that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the law was until then. But now the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Today, now don't get mad at Brother Man, but I'm just going to tell you something. Today, we have reduced Christianity to a mere receiving of things. We have reduced Christianity to a simple, well, you just come and receive. You know, just come, you know, it's kind of like, you know, just come and receive your healing and receive the Lord and receive this and receive that. You know, and you just come in and we just, the dust is going to sprinkle on you, you're just going to receive. I mean, that's what we've reduced this thing. We've reduced this thing to just a receiving. And matter of fact, I heard that they've got going on now. They've got what they call soaking services. That's where you're going to come in. You know, it always, I'm telling you, red flags go up everywhere when someone tells me, don't pray. You know, they say, no, we don't want you to come in and pray. We just want you to come in and soak. Well, I can tell you that's wrong right there. Amen. You don't need to come in and soak. You know? But we've got this thing down. Just come in and receive. You know, just receive. How many of you know tonight that is not biblical? I said it is not biblical. If you're going to get it, yes, we'll receive it. But how many of you know if you want to receive it, you're going to have to press in to receive it. This thing's more than just a hocus pocus, Simon Says type deal. How many of you know? You're going to have to press in. The Bible said, every man presseth into that. Now, that word means literally to force, to press, to crowd oneself. That word is only used twice in the New Testament. It's used here, and it's used in Matthew 11, where he said, the kingdom of heaven is over the violence, and the violence, take it by force. It's the same word. Listen tonight, if you're going to be born again, if you're going to get something from God, if you're going to be touched of heaven, if God's going to move in your life, it's going to be more than just coming in and receiving. It's going to be you pressing in to the kingdom of God. You saying, God, I desire you. How many of you know that you there'll be no accidental salvations? You know, how many of you know nobody's going to be walking down the road and all of a sudden, wow, heaven. How did I get here? Huh? Nobody in heaven tonight wonders how they got there. There's no accidental salvations. One man, I heard him, me and my boy, we were sitting anyway, some pastors, and they were talking at this deal, and we were just sitting there, I about choked on my biscuit when I heard it. But this man was telling me about how, you know, he goes to the hospital and pray for folks. And I'm thinking, well, that's good, you know, prays for his prisoners. And he said, then I go to these other rooms, you know, pray for them. I'm thinking, well, that's good too, until he started telling me about it. He said, yeah, he said, I get them, you know, just talking, and I said, why don't you pray with me, get them repeat after me. And he said, and before they know it, they're saved. I'm thinking, oh, listen, you can teach a parrot to say the sinner's prayer, but that don't mean nothing. I'm going to tell you, that doesn't mean anything. Just because you can intone some words doesn't mean somebody's born again. Oh, but it's that one that presses in. He may never say the sinner's prayer like you know how to repeat it. I can tell you this, if he'll press into that kingdom crowd, God, I need you. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. He can be born again. But we brought this thing down to we can just kind of receive it. How many know that Bible doesn't tell us that? That Bible says, if you're going to make it to heaven, it's not going to be by accident, but it's going to be because you purposed in your heart, I'm going to glory. It's going to be because you purposed in your heart, I'm going to have a touch of heaven. I'm going to have a move of God. Can I tell you, we'll not have revival by accident. We'll not just come along and slide on into the parking lot and trip over an icicle and wind up in revival. It does not happen that way. If we're going to have revival, it's because you and I are going to press in and have a touch of heaven in our life. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Violence taken by force. The Bible says, every man that entereth in presseth into it. So how many of you know tonight, if we're going to have something, we're going to have to press. As you begin to look in the Word of God, you're going to find those folks that received something from God, they received because they pressed in. You know, you're slacking, son. Hallelujah, you're killing me. Oh, okay. You're off the slackers list. Hallelujah. Well, maybe not all the way off the slackers list, but anyway. Because you didn't open it for me. But anyway. You know, if it could just be a matter of just receiving it, you know, I mean, we could just go out and, you know, kind of like sprinkle magic dust on folks. Just receive. You know, that's what this charismatic nonsense is all about. You know, this all this trash. Just receive. Hocus pocus. It's more than it ain't. That's not the gospel, my friend. Gospel isn't about just receiving. The gospel is about you and I pressing into the kingdom of heaven. Pressing in. Jesus said, and every man presseth into it. It lets me know there are no exceptions. Let me help you out. In the Greek, the word every means every. I can tell you that King James is not hard to understand. It says what it means and means what it says. That word every, it means every. It means there are no exceptions. Nobody accidentally in glory. Nobody there because they tripped up and just happened. No, no, no. Everybody's there because they pressed into it. Now tonight as we look at this, how many of you know it implies a few things? The Bible said the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence by the taking by force. And the Bible says here in our text, it said that the kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth into it. So the first thing it lets us know is there's going to be opposition. How many know you don't have to press if there's no opposition? If the football team has no opposition, he doesn't need a front line. All you need is somebody to hike the ball and a quarterback. But the reason there's a whole bunch of other guys is because there's opposition and there's a fight and there's a battle. How many of you know? Oh, the Word of God says you're going to have to press. And when He said that, He was letting us know there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a fight. The devil's not just going to lay down and play dead. I said the devil's not going to lay down and play dead. He's going to fight. Let's just know there will be a battle. But He said you and I must press in. I remember, you know, when I got saved, I didn't know what a fight was till I got born again, I mean, I didn't even know what temptation was till I got born again. I got born again and I'm like, whoa, man, there's a battle going on. Why? Because I got saved. Now I'm living for God. That devil began to fight. You know what I had to do? I had to press in. I had to press in. I had to press to keep walking with God. It implies there will be opposition. I know I wish we could have revival without opposition, but it doesn't happen that way. I said it doesn't happen. The devil not going to lay down and play dead and let us here at First Assembly in Goshen have a move of God. No, no, no. If we're going to have the move of God, we're going to have to fight all the hell. It's going to come against us, but we're going to fight all the hell and we're going to go on anyhow. We're going to press in. It implies opposition. The enemy will withstand us. You know, always a battle, always a fight. Every time you begin to seek a move of God. Nehemiah, you look at Nehemiah. Now, you'd have thought, you begin to read that book, Nehemiah. He goes back to the city quickly. He goes back to the city. The Bible said he gets to the city. The walls have been destroyed. The Bible said one night he gets on his donkey. He goes around and wants to see what's going on in the city. He gets around, notice that the walls had been torn down. The gates had been burned with fire. Some places were so bad his donkey couldn't even make it through. He came back and he said, oh, let me tell you what God's laid in my heart. God's laid in my heart for us to rise up and build. They said, oh, woo, hallelujah, let's do it. We're going to have revival. Woo, praise God. Let's rise up and build. It's the next day, everybody's all excited. They're going to rise up and build. But you know what? You don't read about Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem until they said, we're going to rise up and build. And then all of a sudden, all of hell broke loose. Huh? Oh, all of hell showed up. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem. They're trying to weaken them, trying to lie on them. All of this. Why? They face opposition. It got so bad, Nehemiah said, here's what we're going to do. We're not even going to take our clothes off to lay down and sleep. We're going to work, and we're going to keep our clothes on, and we're going to our working clothes, and we're going to keep our swords in our hand and our torches in our hand, and we're going to work, and we're going to work, and we're going to work. We're going to keep pressing in. There's opposition, but we're going to fight anyway. We're not going to lay down and play. I'm telling you, I know the devil might fight you in revival, but make up your mind, I'm going to press in and have a move of God. Have a move of God. Hallelujah. You know. Well, some folks, they just don't seem to have a... Well, I better not go there. You know, how many... The devil don't fight what is no threat. The devil doesn't fight what isn't a threat. He only fights that's a threat. And so if we're going to really press in, then we're going to be a threat to the kingdom of darkness, and he's going to fight. And it so implies that there will be opposition. You're not going to lay down, just let us have a move of God. As you look back in the Word of God, that early church, you'd have thought, oh man, praise God. I mean, Jesus, he's been resurrected now, and everything's just going to go great. They're going to sweep the world, everything. Woo-hoo, hallelujah. How many of they didn't know what persecution was till after Pentecost? They thought they knew persecution with Christ, but they didn't know what it was till after Pentecost. Then they began to be persecuted. Why? They were pressing in. They were pressing in. They were pressing in. It tells us opposition. I can tell you, I didn't know what opposition was till I got born again. When I got born again, friends come against you. Family comes against you. All of this. But you know what? Oh, I could have got discouraged and looked back or gone another way. But something inside said, I want to make it. I'm going to keep on pressing. Yes, there'll be opposition, but press in. Jesus said, if you're going to make it, you're going to have to press. You're going to have to press. Young people, let me tell you. Toughen up! Press in, man! Press in! You know what's interesting? The church treats young people like a bunch of little babies. Huh? We whine and cry and complain and our poor young people. Poor. Here the devil's out trying. I mean, got drugs and alcohol immorality in grammar school. I can tell you, he don't treat them like babies. He's fighting them young. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and tell young people, let's go ahead and press in. Toughen up, press in, serve God. Oh, make up your mind you're going to get in and serve God. Press in at a young age. Yes, there'll be opposition even for young people. But if you'll get in, hallelujah, and you'll press in, God will move on your behalf. Right after we got married, what have we been married, a year? I don't know, a year and a half, maybe two. We moved back to California. You were teaching at that school. My wife was teaching in a school there in California, and a Christian school, and they had chapel. And I went and preached their chapel. And I preached a message on, you know, your life not being for sale, you know. So now, what were you teaching? It was the second graders, I think. I had the kindergarten and first. Kindergarten. Yeah, little ones. And they go back into class. And one of the kindergartners was wanting to talk to another kindergartner. And the kindergartner didn't want to talk. He's wanted to do what was right. And that other kindergartner just came, no, wanted to go. And finally, that little kindergartner just turned to him and said, listen, I'm not for sale. Repeated the message he'd heard in chapel that day. I'm not for sale. You know what he was doing? He was pressing in, man. Little boy, pressing in. I'm telling you, we can press in. Young people, you can press in. Oh, my children, 7 years of age, pressed in to the Holy Ghost. What I'm telling you is, we're going to enter in. We're going to have to press. Yes, there'll be opposition, but press in anyway. press in. So it implies opposition. Second thing that it implies, not only does it imply opposition, and I know we've kind of dealt with this already, but we'll just kind of get on down a little bit more with it, is it implies opposition. And the second thing it implies that it requires effort. Now, I know this doesn't sound good, but I'm going to tell you, if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to put some effort into this thing. Oh, shout now, yeah. You see, we've bought into this lie of hell. The salvation, you have nothing to do with salvation. I mean, that's a lie. Listen, we understand. No misunderstand, brother man. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace through faith. That's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. But I can tell you this. If you don't repent of your sins and make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, confess Him as Lord, you're not going to be saved. I don't care how many times you come to church. I don't care how many times you sign your name on the roll. I don't care how many cakes you bake for the evangelist. Although that would be a good idea. No. It's not going to get you there. No. Until you do your part of saying, Lord, forgive me. You see, there is something you and I have to do. Hallelujah. It requires an effort on our part. If we're going to make heaven our home, we're not going to just lay down and play dead. We're going to have to put some effort into this thing. Violent, take it by force. The Bible said it, they're going to press in. It requires putting effort into it. Let me just get down where we live. I mean, if you're going to make heaven, you have to put some effort into your prayer life. Oh, shout now. Boy, you're with me a minute ago. Now we got on the big boots, huh? No. You have to put some effort in. We don't give this altar call for nothing. No, how are you going to put some effort into that thing? Our preacher gives the altar call. You know what that means? You're going to have to get out your seat, come down to an altar, say, God, I need you. It's called effort. Put some effort into this thing. If you're going to have revival, it's more than just coming to church. Thank God for that. And that's good. I believe God's going to reward it. We'll talk about that in a second. But I'm going to tell you this. It's going to take a little effort of saying, God, I want to get out. Listen, if you don't put any effort in this thing, you're going to be like them backslidden folks, think they're still all right, don't come to church, think I can have church at home by myself. They're fooling themselves. They're lost. They're backslid on their way to hell. You can't have church at home by yourself and never come to the house of God. Why? You're disobedient to God's word. But if you don't put effort into it, that's what you'll become. Become one of those that say, well, I just have me and Jesus got our own thing. Go. No, you don't. You're on your way to hell and you're backslid, and you and Jesus both know it. Who's shouting now? Hallelujah. You were shouting good a minute ago. The problem is you're not willing to put any effort into it. We're going to have to put some effort into it. Going to have to get out of our seat and come to an altar. The Bible said it's not just the hearers of the word. Oh, come on now. It's not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word. Listen now, don't misunderstand, brother man. We're not saved by our works. But I can tell you this, there's something you're going to have to do. You're going to have to repent. And then once you repent, you're going to have to walk with God. And the good thing about it is, He'll give you the strength to do it. A good thing about it is, you put forth the effort, He'll give you the strength, hallelujah, to do His will. But it is going to require effort on your part. You know, you look in the Word of God. And let me say this. The Bible said, and every man presseth into it. Ladies, don't think you're off the hook. Just want to let you know here, He's talking about mankind. Amen. All right? You're like, the lady's like, yeah, preach it to them men, them lazy, no good for, well, you know. Talking to you too, ladies. Hallelujah. That's what that word means. Every man, talking about every individual. If you're going to make it, you're going to have to press. What He's telling us this is, just because brother Kincaid presses doesn't mean you're going to make it. Just because Sister Kincaid presses doesn't mean you're going to make it. But every man is going to have to press. Everybody, every individual, young and old, it doesn't matter. If we're going to make heaven, we're going to have to press in. We're going to have to press it. It's going to require some effort on our part. Hallelujah. You look in the Word of God, you know, you're going to find words in the Word of God, words like strive to enter in at the straight gate. I like to preach on that one a while, huh? Strive to enter in. That word's very powerful. Strive means to fight. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. You know what that's called? Effort. Oh, shout now. Yeah, I know. Hallelujah. Oh, well. The Bible says strive. It says fight, run, walk, stand, contend, enter, work, keep, continue, pray, fast, labor, travail. Got news for you. Those are all active words. You know, I learned that in school. Verbs, action words. Those are all verbs. They're all action words. You're going to have to travail, work, run, walk, contend, fight, pray earnestly. It doesn't say, you don't find words in there like snore. Ho hum. Sit, sleep, snooze. No. He said, if you're going to make it, you're going to have to fight and contend and press and push. Why? Because there's going to be opposition. Hallelujah. But you must press. You look in the Word of God. The Bible said, and hell showed up to withstand. The Bible said they withstood all of those. But those that pressed in were the ones that received. The Bible talks about that woman with the issue of blood. There's all those folks around basically pressing in on her, trying to get to Jesus. Whole crowd is there. But you know what? She continued to press through in spite of the opposition. She continued to press through until she touched Him. Oh, I'm just going to tell you, sometimes you come down to an altar and it seems like sometimes as soon as your knees hit the ground, man, we're shouting glory. Hallelujah. But other times, it takes some pressing. Other times, it takes some praying through. Oh boy, yeah. You know, I told you when I got born again, I come down to an old-fashioned altar. I cried, bawled, squalled, slobbered, and stuttered. Man, hallelujah. Woo! Got saved. Sunday night, I was right back. I told you, I got saved again Sunday night. I saved again Wednesday night. I was saved Sunday, but I just come back and join the blessings of God, join His good salvation, join His good presence. But you know what I knew as I grew a little bit in the Lord? They began to tell me about Holy Ghost. It didn't just come automatically. No, I had to get in them altars and I laid down things as God dealt with me. I pressed in for more of God. Every time I come to that church, every time them altars are open, I run down to that altar. You know what I was doing? I was pressing in. God, I want You. God, I want more of You. God, I want a touch of heaven. God, I was pressing in. Oh, hallelujah. Putting effort in this thing. Listen, tonight, can I tell you, it's going to require some effort on our part of pressing in, pressing in, pressing in. Yes, hell may be against you. The elements might even be against us this week. But if we'll press in, we can have revival. If we'll press in, we can have a move of God. We can have a touch of heaven if we'll press in. If we'll press in. If we'll press in. I gotta hurry. The Bible talks about a man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. You know how Blind Bartimaeus got his name changed? He pressed in. He pressed in. He said, I'm not going to take no for an answer. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. And the Bible said, everybody around him said, be quiet. Opposition. Opposition. But he cried out the more. Effort. He cried out for more. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. Put effort into that thing. Oh, hallelujah. And you know the story. Blind Bartimaeus got his name changed. No longer Blind Bartimaeus, but Eagle Eye. I can see everything over yonder on the ridge, Bartimaeus. Amen. You know. Oh, why? Because even in spite of the opposition, he pressed forth, put forth the effort, and reached out and grabbed a hold of the good things of God. That scripture tonight, our text tells us, every man that's going to enter into the kingdom of God is going to press. Is going to press to enter in. It implies there's going to be opposition. It implies it's going to require some effort. But I want you to know this. The third thing and final thing is this. Not only does it imply opposition, not only does it imply a requirement of effort, but it tells us this. If you will press, hallelujah, you will enter. Oh, hallelujah. If you will press, you will enter. Every man that presseth, entereth in to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. If you'll press, you will enter. Can I tell you, God rewards pressing. God rewards pressing. That's why He said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not the one who intones a few words on his way out the door, but the one who gets in the altar and he presses in and touches the throne room of God and he touches the hem of the garment and he stops the Savior as he's passing by the blind man. That person will have what he needs from God. Hallelujah. I like that. If we'll press, we will enter. Hallelujah. You know, I'm trying to think where we were. I don't even remember what store it was. I don't remember what state I was in. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, I guess it was Texas. I think we were out doing some Christmas shopping somewhere around Black Friday or whatever. I don't remember. But I don't remember what store. But, you know, I go up to this store. And, you know, they got them sliding doors, you know. You're supposed to walk and them things you're supposed to open up. So I'm go walking up, and I'm walking up. I get right to that door, and it don't open up. And I had to slam on the brakes for my nose not to hit that door. I was like, and then finally he goes, nyeh. I'm like, man, you about got me killed, man. Because I'm pressing, but it ain't opening up. Huh? I'm standing here. And no, you said, like, brother, man, were you going in the out? No, I was going in the in. But it's, I don't know what the deal was, man. Maybe they're down in the south. They're just real slow. I don't know. But anyway, you know, I'm pressing, and it ain't opening. How many know that don't happen with the king? Uh-uh. He said, you press, it'll open. Hallelujah. You press, you'll make it. Oh, you put forth the effort. You reach out, you'll touch him. You press in, you will have a reward. If you press in, God will reward you for pressing in. There is a reward. Oh, how if we press, we'll enter. If we press, we'll touch Him. If we press, we'll have revival. If we press, we will have a move of God. You look in the Word of God. Bartimaeus pressed. He was rewarded. The woman with the issue of blood, they pressed. They were rewarded. Those that pressed in through the crowd, they were rewarded. The same thing is true for you and I. We've pressed in. I said, if we'll press in, we will be rewarded. Young people, if you'll press in, you can have Holy Ghost. You can have Holy Ghost. The Word says like this, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You see, you put forth the effort of seeking God with everything you've got. He said, you will find me. Hallelujah. That's one of those, you know, hide and seek games. Where God says, all you got to do is play with all you got and you're going to find me. Hallelujah. When I was a kid, I don't remember this, but my mom says I did it, so I got it, you know. But she said when I was a kid, you know, she used to like to play hide and seek. And I guess she thought if I couldn't see them, they couldn't see me. You know. So she said I'd stand right in the middle of the room. And they were counting. I'd just close my eyes and say, I'm ready. Kind of a sitting duck, you know, real easy to find. you understand? Can I tell you, he's not hard to find. I said, he's not hard to find. He's right in the middle of the room. All you got to do is press in. All you got to do is press in. Let me close. Preaching revival last year, California, and had a good service and good time around the altar. God really was moving and touching lives. And then folks got up and went back to their seats. And one young boy stayed over on this side of the church, a teenage boy. He stayed in that altar. Stayed there. Everybody else was up. And, you know, they're all sitting in their seats waiting for the pastor to dismiss in prayer. And that old boy stayed there and he stayed there and he stayed there. That pastor just kind of felt the Lord, and he said, young people, why don't we come? Let's gather up around this altar one more time. Oh, I'm telling you, they come in and pressed a little bit more, and I'm telling you, all of heaven broke loose. And that young boy that was over there on that altar, God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Woo. Later he testified. He said, I wasn't going to get up till I got it. Oh, he was pressing in. He was pressing. God rewarded him because he was pressing in. You know what? No, because he pressed in and God rewarded him. But because he pressed in, other young people came up. I don't know how many that night got refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because somebody was willing to press in. They were willing to press in. What are you saying tonight, preacher? What I'm telling you is if we'll press in, we will enter in. If we'll press, God will move. If we'll press, God will touch. If we press, God will move on our behalf. But we've got to press. And you know what, moms and dads, if you press, it might be your children that are going to get blessed. And children, if you press, it might be your moms and dads. But if we'll press, we can have a move of God. We can have a move of God. But it is going to require you and I pressing. You and I pressing. Come on, you two, quickly. The last thing. Third and final closing. We've already braved the storm. We've already come through the elements. We're here. It's warm inside. We might as well just go ahead and press on in a little bit more. And just see what the Lord will do. Just see what the Lord will do. You see, I'm from California. Hallelujah. And I'm going back, should the Lord help me. Praise God. Yes, sis, there's room in the bus. Hallelujah. But I was born and raised in the foothills, beautiful part of California, the foothills there, the gold country. Hallelujah. Well, there was, of course, you know, the gold country, you know, that's history in your own area, so you know a lot of, you know, you hear about that all the time in school. Well, there was a story told back in the days of the gold rush in 1849, when the gold rush happened and everybody started coming to California wanting to make it big, and they got out there and staked their claim. Most folks didn't make it big. Most folks ended up selling their claim to the big mining companies and losing just about everything and working for them for nothing. It was a mess. The story is told of one old miner. He got his claim there, and he'd worked that claim and scraped. Just eking out an existence, just barely making it. One day he just got fed up. He grabbed his pick and he threw it in the ground. And he went down into town and he sold his parcel of ground to the big mining company for pennies. When the mining company's men came to clear the land of all of his belongings, they picked up that pick that he had just thrust in the ground. And when they pulled it out, he had struck a large vein of gold. If he had just pressed in a little bit more. Oh, missed out. And I just wonder how many folks miss out in what God has for them because they just stick it in the ground and they turn and walk off. What I'm saying is let's press on in. Press on in. And see what the Lord will do. Stand with me, please, tonight. Hallelujah. 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 The kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. There's going to be opposition. It's going to require effort. The good thing is God will strengthen you in that effort. And he said, and if you will put forth the effort, you will be rewarded. Father, we love you. Thank you for the love and mercy, goodness, name of the cross. Thank you for the bloodshed for our pardon. Thank you, God, for these that have come out tonight that have pressed on through the things and have come on to the house of God. And Lord, I pray as we gather in a little bit more and we press in a little bit more around these altars. Lord, I pray that you'd move, that you'd minister, that you'd bless. God, there's those that need a healing here tonight. Those that need the Holy Ghost. Those that need a touch from you. Those that need you to move in their families. Those maybe that need to be saved. Backsliders that need to come home. Oh, God, we're just going to press in and touch you. Like that woman with the issue of blood. God, we just want to press in. We just want to press in. God, touch every heart and touch every life as we gather around these altars. Help us, God, to press. And God, I pray that you'd reward your people as we press in, as we seek your face. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Heads about, eyes closed between you and the Lord quickly tonight. You're here and you're not saved. You've never been born again. I don't want to know tonight if you're religious. I want to know if you've been born again, been saved. Say, preacher, I'm not saved. I need to give my life to Christ. It's not just about receiving, but it's about you repenting of your sins and saying, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. And then that grace of God will fill your soul. Blood of Jesus, cleanse your heart. You can be born again. You say, preacher, I'm not saved. I need to give my life to Christ. You'd slip your hand up quickly between you and the Lord. Would there be one? Hallelujah. 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 Then saints, tonight this is a little bit different altar call. But we've come to the house of God. We've come. We need Him. We need Him to move in our life. Some of you need Him to move in your family, maybe in your body, whatever it might be. And you know what? Tonight we're going to give this altar call. We're just going to invite you to come. Why don't we come and gather around this altar and let's press in just a little bit more. Let's press in a little bit more and see what the Lord will do. Oh, I know there'll be opposition. That the devil will try to stop it. But why don't we just press on in? Put forth the effort of getting out and coming to an altar and saying, God, I need you. Need you to move in my heart. Need you to move in my life. Need Holy Ghost. Need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Need you to heal my body. Need you to move in the home, whatever it might be. We're just going to open these altars. We're going to play and sing. We're going to invite you to come. Let's gather around these altars and let's press in and see what God will do.